Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Anyone who's been to the beach has at some stage made a sandcastle. Shauna Murphy has as well, except Shauna's are a little more complex than that. She was last year's winner at the National Sandcastle and Sand Sculpture Competition, and it takes place again this year at Bettystown Beach in County Meath. It takes place on Saturday. Good afternoon, Shauna.
Hi, hello, how's it going?
Not too bad. Now, you won't be taking part this year because you're away in Scotland. But Bettystown Beach, when you have competed, that's kind of like, that's a home game advantage for you.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I only live 5 minutes from the beach, so not too far.
And were you making like lots of stuff out of sand prior to taking part in competitions?
No, not really. To be honest, I've been to the beach every single week as a kid growing up, and we would have made sandcastles kind of just ourselves. But no, I hadn't actually made any sort of proper structure. You know, when you go to the beach and you need to build the biggest hole that you possibly can. So I suppose I've probably more experience in digging holes than I do in actually making a sculpture.
Yeah. So why did you take part in the contest? Did you think, and had you seen the kind of work being produced there?
Yeah, I would have visited the competition every year, kind of growing up and seeing what could have won. And I always thought, oh, this is brilliant. Like, these people are really, really skilled. And sure, myself and Rachel, we were a team. We entered together. We just decided it might be a bit of fun, something to do in the sun during the summer. So that's why we entered in the end.
Yeah. Now, and when you entered, had the two of you decided this is what we're going to make? Did you have like a plan in advance?
Well, I guess we kind of did, to be honest. So Rachel is a veterinary nurse, and I studied architecture. I'm not currently practicing that, but we kind of decided we were going to make some sort of an animal. Both of us love the sea, so we decided on some big kind of sea creature, and we ended up deciding on a whale. So that, I guess, it was just when we were walking to the beach that morning, that was kind of what we had decided on, and we'd kind of roughly talked about how it possibly could get like a metre and a half tall, but we didn't really have that much of a plan going into it.
Wow. And so you were basically taking part in this from absolute scratch.
I suppose we were, yeah.
Oh God. Did you bring a picture of a whale with you to kind of base it on, or you just did it out of your heads?
I think we must have had a picture up on Rachel's phone of an actual whale breaching. And we were kind of just roughly going off that kind of shape.
Right.
Rachel would have, like, I'm a sailor, so I suppose I've seen a few whales here, there and everywhere. And Rachel would have the biology down from veterinary. So I guess we had a bit of an advantage there. But we had a photo up that we were kind of going off of an actual whale. Yeah.
And what are the rules? Like, how long do they give you, and what are you allowed to do or not do?
Well, we were told we could use things on the beach, and we had like shovels and stuff with us, and we used sticks to kind of carve our little intricate designs into the whale. But I'm pretty sure we started at about 10 a.m. It was either 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning. And we just started building, and we worked right up until the judging, which sometime mid-afternoon, it was like 3 or 4 o'clock. So we did spend a good few hours at it. But there weren't too many rules going in. We paid 50 cents each. That was the entry. And then we just started.
Yeah. And you can use sticks, but can you bring, sticks with you, or are they kind of like sticks you have to find on the beach? Can you bring a load of tools with you, I suppose is what I mean.
Well, we had shovels and trowels with us to kind of dig the bulk of the sand, but we didn't use any, like, exterior things in the sculpture, if you get me. Like, anything that was in the final sculpture we found on the beach. But
right.
We did have shovels and buckets with us, that kind of thing.
Yeah. How wet does the sand have to, like, is there a sweet spot, that just wet enough to make everything hang together?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we ended up, we came up with a good situation. We got the kind of drier sand. We were bringing buckets of drier sand because it was easier to lift. We'd put it, compact it down, and then we'd put some stones and different rocks to try and get the height of it. And then we'd actually just pour buckets of water on top, kind of like almost to cement it in place. That was the three-stroke combo that we ended up going for.
Okay. Was there a bit of trial and error in that? Because I imagine too much water, the whole thing disintegrates.
Absolutely, yeah, no, it did fall fall over and collapse a good few times.
And like, you know, is it kind of like, oh my God, it's collapsed, we'll be half an hour.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But sure, we were having a great time. We were out in the sun and we had, yeah, we were getting a good suntan. So we were just working away and chatting. We had the music on. It was brilliant.
Okay, yeah. And the, like, how many different categories are there when the competition takes place?
So there's the sand sculpting. So there's an under five, there's an under eight, under 13s, and I think it then goes to senior. And then there's also a family category. So there's people all around you of different ages taking part, which is really, really bloody, really lovely. We had kind of, we ended up naming our sculpture Meal Mór, the Irish for whale, kind of sea slug, or a big slug, I think is the literal translation. But it was funny how that came about, because there was loads of really, really young kids like taking part in the sculpture, and they'd come over and, oh my God, this is amazing. But they were all speaking in Irish. So we ended up spending most of the day chatting through Irish to the kids, which was really, really lovely.
Right. And with the kids from the Bettystown Gaeltacht?
I think they must have been, yeah. They were from, I've forgotten the name of that primary school, the Irish primary school.
But, right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was
okay.
Really lovely.
That's lovely. And so what do you get for winning?
We ended up winning €500.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it was funny. We had no idea that there was actually prize money in it. We got handed a lovely silver trophy, and we were very happy trying to figure out how we could split this lovely trophy between us. And then we got handed the envelope and thought, oh, you know, we'll get a nice meal or something out of this. And then we opened it. It was £500.
Okay, that's not bad at all. This has been going on for 23 years, this competition.
I know, it's a long-standing one now. We were very, very proud Mead women at the end of it.
Okay, yeah. Haven't looked at your work, though. I imagine some of the competitors might be glad you're not taking part, because it's damn good, it must be said.
Thank you very much.
And since then, have you done any other sand sculpting? Have you got, like, does it become addictive?
Well, actually, it's a funny story that I don't know if you would have seen the start of Ireland's Fittest Families there. I'm pretty sure it came out in October, I think it was aired. But we actually got asked by RTE to make a sand sculpture. There was a skit at the start of the programme introducing the two coaches for Ireland's Fittest Family. So we ended up actually being asked to make the sand sculpture for the intro for that, which was brilliant. We had another brilliant day for that. And then I guess on top of that, just in spare time, people kind of started to find out that they were in the presence of the National Sand Sculptor of Ireland. And so I have actually ended up making a few different sculptures here there just for fun now. But sure, it's a very good title to hold.
Isn't it just? Shauna, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Shauna Murphy there, the National Sand Sculptor of Ireland, until Saturday, of course. But she is open to commissions.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.